is Matt Connickson. I'm a sales agronomist with CHX Ag Services in Oakley, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHX Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Whitney Pittman along with Randy Conan and Tyler Donaldson. A two-stage weather system is moving across the Midwest. Grand Forks National Weather Service meteorologist Matthew McLaughlin says that some places will see as much as an inch of rain.
What we're dealing with is a pretty moderate strength low-pressure system that's going to work its way through the southern Midwest and move more east towards the Minnesota area. And then especially what we're currently looking to expect right now is our props for about half an inch to an inch over this multi-day period is going to be stronger to our south and southeast. That's where we're expecting about an inch, and this is going to be from tonight into Saturday evening.
Scattered showers are expected to hit along the Red River Valley through the weekend.
With this two-part system, it's going to be encompassing almost the entire weekend. We're going to see really some scattered showers as it moves across the region. If our higher props are going to be I-94 and south, and that's where we're going to see accumulations up to probably around an inch within that 48 hours. And then it sort of kind of drops off in between I-94 and Highway 2 to be about the half inch to inch range. And then going north from Highway 2 to the Canadian border, we're going to be looking more towards the maybe half inch to three quarters at the greatest.
World Weather Incorporated senior ag meteorologist Drew Lerner says that first Colorado low will begin impacting the region tonight in South Dakota.
And it looks like it's going to be a generalized event. It will shut us down in just about all of the region. Maybe a few areas in northeastern North Dakota or northwestern Minnesota might be able to get by with only a very limited amount of moisture. But we've got a pair of Colorado lows, one right after the other, and they will be marching from Colorado to the western Great Lakes region and over the course of the period between now and Tuesday. And so this is the last of the really halfway decent days, and we will see precipitation beginning to evolve in South Dakota already as we get into the evening, and maybe late afternoon, actually, and it'll become widespread across the area as we go overnight tonight and certainly during the day tomorrow.
Lerner says total rainfall should approach 2.5 inches by Tuesday.
Between the two, we will be seeing a generalized precipitation totals running in the range of 1 to 2.5 inches, and there may be some 3-inch amounts. The majority of that greater precipitation is going to occur from northeastern South Dakota, maybe east central areas to the Brookings area, northward to the North Dakota border, and then from there off to the northeast across north central Minnesota. That'll be the band of greatest rain. Surrounding that will be amounts that will run maybe 1 to 2 inches, something like that, by the time we're done.
Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association Executive Director Harrison Weber says sugar beet planting progress is moving right along for their growers.
Oh, it's a fun time of the year to have the guys out moving again, rocking and rolling. As of this morning, we're about 56% complete at American Crystal, 230,000 acres in, and so things have really picked up here yesterday and the day before. On the southern part of the valley, we're going to have guys wrapping things up already. Morehead, Hillsboro area, there's guys that have completed and guys that will be finishing today, certainly. But east side and Drayton are ramping up, and when those guys get going, it's fun to see the chart, because they can put a lot of acres in the ground real fast.
Mother Nature has been kind so far, but things could change. Weber says right now there is a positive outlook.
2023, you know, we didn't really get going. You know, the first beets in the ground were probably around the 4th, 5th of May. We didn't really, you know, at the same stage that we're at last year, we were on about the second week of May. I just looked at that. We're a strong 2 weeks, nearly 3 weeks ahead of this point last year. So we could have 50,000 acres of beets blown out, right? We don't want to see that. We had that happen a couple of years ago in the East Grand Forks District. Or we might have a late season frost. We obviously want to try to avoid that if Mother Nature could be kind to us. So a lot can change when it's this early in the year, but it does set us up for an opportunity to have a good crop.
Farmers in the Minot area are getting started with spring planting. Dakota Agronomy Partners agronomy sales rep Hunter Schreiner is looking forward to weekend rains.
Yeah, we could definitely use the rain. We could always use rain up in this neck of the woods. It seems like most years it's few and far between. Anytime we can catch some rains here in late April, early May, it's always good. Guys seem to have a pretty good attitude about the rain coming, so we'll see what we end up with.
Schreiner says most farmers are sticking with their acreage plans.
A lot of guys didn't quite have a full 100% plan here until probably March what they were going to do just with commodity prices and everything else. So I think as of right now, unless we see some major weather events, I think guys are going to stick to their plan. Corn acres, I think, are up a tick. Bean acres especially, I think, are up substantially just with the price and everything. I know bean acres in the last couple years around here have kind of been slowly going down, but I think with the commodity prices, a lot of guys can pencil beans to work this year.
In the Hallock, Minnesota area, Dan Youngren says planting is ahead of schedule.
It's fast and furious up here. It's been a long time since I've seen seed go in the ground as nice as it has. It's nice not having to contend with a flood and a bunch of debris to pick up. So it's just load and go. We're well over half done with our wheat. And by day's end, hopefully have three-quarters of our beets in the ground. And you know what? If it wants to rain this weekend, we'd look forward to that.
And Youngred says, while seeding conditions are in good shape, most places could use that rain.
You know, I would think everybody would call everywhere a little bit on the dry side. You know, it'd be nice to get some subsoil moisture back. As far as seed soil contact, it's really, really good right now. But, you know, as we always say, we can't grow a crop on what we get over the winter. We're going to need some timely rains throughout the summer to take all of this home. So,
you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. The grains continue to trade quietly mixed. Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson says spread trading is part of the action.
I think some of the funds were long corn and beans and short wheat, and so they had to sell the wheat as sell the corn and beans as they bought the short wheat back. So that's part of it. Otherwise, you know, we're just kind of in a narrow trading range. We have been in this corn all winter, and there's really not much. And demand is good, but it's not stellar. And there's again going to be quite a bit of rain around. Probably a fair amount of corn will get seeded this week before the rain shows up over the weekend. So just not a lot of bullish news in the corn and beans as of right now.
End of the month technicals are also another factor.
Yep, option expiration on Friday and then first notice days on next Tuesday. So yeah, a lot of things happen here fast and at the end of the month here for the grains. Otherwise, demand is so-so. The European market was a little softer today, not following our market, but again, it's more of a fund-driven rally than anything right now.
Total Farm Marketing Market Analyst Amanda Brill says the livestock market has been two-sided.
We opened lower, but now we have live cattle higher in the front months. December's down 5 cents, June's up 37. And then in feeders, we have the April contract up $1.80, and then October's down 20 cents. So yesterday, there was another headline that popped up about the bird flu remnants being found in pasteurized milk. USDA came out and said that was not an issue. It's dead. The milk's been pasteurized. But that headline risk, I think, shook up the markets and caused them to sell off a little bit and probably just recovering today because, you know, we're coming off that cattle on feed report from Friday that was very friendly.
Lake Region livestock owner Chris Plummer says the cash cattle markets have held up well as we head toward a spring lull in the numbers coming to the sale barns.
Cash cattle markets have been really good on them grazing type six weight steers. Basically, really all classes of cattle have been really good. These big cattle maybe backed up just a little bit here recently. But no, everything market wise, it's holding in there good.
Replacement heifers still bringing a premium.
The demand for a good set of open replacement heifers is good. There's guys looking for them. It's really hard to keep them at home when they're worth when they're worth what they're worth, I mean, you get an open replacement heifer that weighs 750 to 850, and she's bringing from 1950 to 2150, it's pretty hard to leave them at home.
Cash bids at the regional grain elevators, followed by the Red River Farm Network, saw minor changes with Finley Farmers Elevator, West Central Ag Services, and the Alton Grain Terminal now setting basis off of the July futures. Cash prices for spring wheat range from $5.91 to $6.44 per bushel. Cash corn prices range from $3.89 to $4.07 in the north to $4.46 at Worthington. Cash soybean prices range from $10.39 to $10.74 in the north to $10.88 at Worthington.
The Port of Baltimore has temporarily opened a fourth channel to allow larger vessels to enter and exit the port. The new channel is 300 feet wide and 35 feet deep, allowing shallow draft vessels to transit over the Key Bridge debris. The Coast Guard will close the channel early next week to continue debris removal. The channel is expected to remain closed until mid-May.
Bunge Global is reporting first quarter income of $244 million on net sales of $13.4 billion. For the first 3 months ending March 31st, Bunge's agribusiness segment reported net quarterly sales of $9.7 billion, resulting in net earnings before interest and tax of $278 million.
USDA's weekly export sales report for the week ending April 18th shows corn combined old and new crop export sales of 1.56 million metric tons. That is nearly triple the previous week and 96% more than the four-week average. Old and new crop soybean sales totaled 331,000 tons, 56% less than the previous week and 19% below the four-week average. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. For new South Dakota FFA State Vice President Raul Baronis, being selected to an FFA State Officer role was an unforgettable experience.
All the 16 candidates were there, and they were naming off backwards by position. Slowly, as the positions went on, I started to like think a little bit, oh, I might not get it. I originally wanted to be treasurer, but then when they said treasurer and it wasn't me, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to face the fact that I might not get it. So when he said my name for vice president, I was like, oh my gosh, it's really happening. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. It was surreal. I couldn't believe it, and I still can't believe it.
According to Baronis, training for the new officers began almost immediately after the election announcement.
Right after convention, we had like a small little media training, basically telling us what to expect and what to say during questions for asking us how we feel and all that good stuff. They gave us that before the interviews, that we basically knew what we were getting into. But for vice president specifically, I have no clue what we're doing. I'm actually going to meet with the former vice president, and I'll probably ask him about what I'm supposed to do as vice president. And then here on May 20th, I'm pretty sure, we have another training giving us a more in-depth look at what it's like to be an officer.
A quick look at markets before we leave you. Minneapolis May wheat 12.5 cents higher at 691.5. September 10.75 higher at 704. And Chicago wheat 9 cents higher at 603.5. Kansas City 9.75 higher at 634. May corn futures 3.75 cents higher at 441.5. July 4.5 higher at 453. December corn 3.75 higher at 476.5. May soybeans down 0.5 cents at 1165.5. August soybeans 1.25 cents higher at 1185.25. November soybeans 3.5 higher at 1178. Live cattle June $2.07 higher at $177.32. Feeder cattle May $1.65 higher, and lean hogs $1.85 higher at $95.50. This is the Red River Farm Network.